This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, slipped in this weekend. It was an unbelievable weekend of football. And the Blazers were that little meerkat, like poking their head up, like, hey, hey, hello, hello, hello. We're in the news, too. We got stuff going on.
Did they really want you to know about the news going on?
They didn't want you to know, but it is newsworthy nonetheless. Robert Williams experienced a grade one left hamstring strain during training camp. He is going to miss 2 weeks.
That was the least shocking news.
Not surprised at all.
It's just 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, only 2 weeks. He'll be back in 2 weeks. Don't you worry. He'll be back in 2 weeks. And let's go ahead and add to the list now, which includes a small torn labrum in his left shoulder the first game of summer league, a thumb fracture early on in his rookie season, an abdominal strain in 2024. Which led to surgery and being out for the year.
Yeah.
And now a small torn labrum, again in that left shoulder, the same injury as the 2022 Summer League right before the start of the season, as Shaedon Sharpe is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a shoulder injury.
This is just awful news. Yep. You can root for losses and want them to tank to get Cooper Flagg or Ace Bailey or whoever the hell. Losing Shaedon and Scoot is not what you want on that journey. You want to lose games while he and Scoot are hopefully having better years. And Joe Cronin said as much at the media day. He basically said, you know, this is about development. This season is not about wins and losses. They all know they're going to suck. This is about seeing if Shea and Scoot are really dudes for you. Because through this process of rebuilding, the underrated part of tanking and becoming bad is that people don't talk about how hard it is to get out of the hole that you create for yourself. And you have to hit on these draft picks. And Shaedon is the first domino of this. This was the start of, oh no, we're not going to trade things for Damian Lillard to win here. We're going to stealthily destroy it and knock it down to rebuild it. We just didn't know it at the time. Shaedon is the start of that. They could have traded that pick, and you could have said, well, they would have overpaid. Well, yeah, they at least would have made a move, and it's not something we saw very often. And so Shade's the start of that. Baby Kobe, as I called him. So far, the story of his career is can't stay healthy. And this is a big bummer for me hearing this news on Saturday when I saw it. And I think it's devastating for Portland because, yeah, they can say 4 to 6 weeks. We all know how this is going to go. And if he's back in 6 weeks, awesome. If he's not back till December, won't be surprised. It's concerning. It's the same shoulder. It's just concerning that he can't stay healthy in general.
Their season begins in 16 days, if you're wondering the timeline on how quickly and what that would mean. So if he does miss, let's say, 6 weeks, which I think we can all assume, you're back sometime around Thanksgiving. And you would basically have missed, what, 15 games-ish early in the season, somewhere around that range by the time you get to Thanksgiving.
20% of the season.
20% of the season is already gone, and that's if he's back in 6 weeks, and that's if he stays healthy the rest of the season. The minimum he will miss is about 15 to 20 games.
It's also year three. I don't know if people trust him to stay healthy even if he returns, and it's year three, which means on a rookie-scale contract, this is when you start kicking around internally. How much is that extension going to be offered?
Yep.
And it's not that I ever thought he was in the realm of getting the $200 million rookie extension that some of these other players, Mo Wagner got, Mo Wagner got this.
Franz
Wagner.
I'll take your word for it.
Just got this from the Magic. But it is like, how much are you giving him? This is when you start to talk about it internally based on the play. And so far, there's not really any play that I think lends itself.
He played 32 games last year. And it wasn't bad. Yeah. He was decent, and he had some great stretches and moments.
But not enough to evaluate.
Not enough of a sample size.
Joe said as much at the media day.
And that was the thing going into this season, and I remember we did the segment after media day talking about their expectations, and we all know the team's going to suck. We all know that they're going to lose a lot of games. The way that they view it as a successful year is having clarity on the roster and clarity who you're building around, who you're sticking with, who you're moving on from.
Yeah.
Clarity is what they want. And guys not being on the floor does not provide clarity. That was honestly the biggest disappointment to me last year, outside of some of the way they handled Scoot, of making him start the year as an off-ball guard, which, by the way, we get that again to start the year. That should be fun.
People are going to point to Ant and say, Ant's the off-guard, off-ball guard. And I can say, sure, he may start that way. I've seen Anthony Simons play. He needs the ball in his hand.
He's going to have the ball in his hands.
So you're going to have a non-shooter off-ball at occasion.
Which would be great.
You have a guy that I just don't – I think he's a tweener. Ant, yeah. I don't think he's a two guard, and so it's just cool. We get to see that start.
That's dysfunctional rotation again.
Yeah.
But the biggest disappointment last year was easily Shaedon Sharpe not getting the chance to fully develop or get a full year two, if you will. And now you start year three with him being out for at least the first month of the season. It's a disastrous start to your year, and that's if he is fully on track to be healthy and back in 6 weeks and he doesn't get hurt again because another injury after that, and if he lingers and he bangs up his shoulder again, like... Just a disastrous way to start your year, not to mention the fact that Robert Williams, who you're desperately trying to trade, is already hurt in training camp and maybe not healthy for the start of the regular season either.
Don't play a second. I don't want him to play a second.
Can we just get a garbage can for it? Can we get a washing machine? What are we at this point down in the offer for Robert Williams? So the Blazers said hello this weekend. Their season is 16 days away.